And we've had a little break, but rain is in the forecast again after a record-breaking week. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. Cliff, tell us, how long will this rain last?
Well, not today. It's going to be a nice day today. But, you know, we're in great shape. Our snowpack's restored. The reservoirs are high. The rivers are brim-filled. I mean, we got our water, you know? We're ready to go. Today is going to actually be a pretty decent day. There's a ridge over us. There's a few showers this morning, but they're fading out. So a lot of people will see sun, and temperatures could get into the upper 50s. I mean, that's like spring. But tomorrow we get hit again, and this is going to be a warm, wet system, you know, really warm, which means the freezing level could go to 8,000 feet. And we're talking about fairly heavy rain up in the mountains. So if you're going to go skiing, you're going to get wet no matter what place you go to. And, you know, we're talking about several inches in the mountains of rain, maybe a half an inch down here. And it could get blustery, too. It's a pretty strong front. So that's Saturday, and temperatures getting up into the mid, maybe even upper 50s. On Sunday, the system goes by, and we'll be in the showery regime, which we're used to. There'll be some showers in the mountains, starting as rain and then turning to snow. And we'll have a few showers down here in the lowlands, probably concentrated in our old favorite, the Puget Sound Convergence Zone, which is generally somewhere between North Seattle and Linwood and Everett. So that'll be Sunday. And then Monday is a transition day because a ridge is moving in, and it's going to dominate from Tuesday to Thursday. And we're going to break out of the rain, and it'll be spring-like. I mean, you will notice it. There'll be sun. There'll be even temperatures getting up as high as close to 60 on Wednesday and Thursday. That's what it looks like right now.
So what's going on here? I feel whipsawed. First, we're on the verge of drought earlier this year. Now it's coming down in huge waves, and you've got a headline on your blog about November and March because we're breaking so many records.
Well, the whole regime, the whole configuration of the atmosphere changed. For months, we were stuck in this ridge pattern, this ridge over us or to the west of us. And that gave us dry conditions, generally cooler conditions. You know, it was pretty boring for much of the winter. Lots of fog. You know, we did well in that area. But it switched a week or so ago to a situation where we have a trough offshore and southwesterly flow that's coming right into us. Now, that's a moist situation, generally warmer as well. So we've been stuck in that, the southwesterly wet flow, and that brought our precipitation way up. Now, we're going to be in this pattern for another day or two, and then it seems like the models are switching us back into a ridge for the middle of next week. That's why we're going to get warm. And I should mention that if you really want to get warm, you want to be in the 60s, no problem. Just drive over to the Tri-Cities, and they could get up into the mid-60s this week. I mean, once you get out of the January-February period into March, the eastern side can get warm fast.
But it seems like spring is coming 2 weeks early. I mean, isn't the official start of spring the 21st of March?
Well, calendar spring means nothing here in the Northwest. In fact, generally our spring starts really in late February. You know, I always think about the third week of February as the boundary between winter and spring, because by the time you get into late February, early March, the heavy precipitation, the big storms are over, our chances of getting snow plummets, the big floods, big everything, they tend to fade out as you get to the end of February, early March, and the sun's coming back. So really, calendar spring means nothing around here. It's really so the middle to two-thirds through February where we transition.
And we can celebrate by springing forward with our clocks and daylight saving time this weekend.
That's right. And that affects me because all our computer models, unfortunately, are an hour later. So that's a problem for meteorologists.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can comment on our discussion, subscribe to podcasts of these weekly conversations, or just listen again at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.